These days, more and more targeted treatments for cancer are being tested and developed. Well, here with me this morning to discuss a new treatment for cancer of the kidneys is Dr. Gennady Bratslavsky. He's a professor and chair of the Department of Urology at Upstate Medical University. Welcome, Dr. Bratslavsky.
Good morning, Linda. Thank you.
Thank you for coming in. So I understand that some recent findings have suggested that in place of the traditional chemotherapy, now they can harness the power of the body's own immune system to fight cancer. Tell us about that.
Yeah, that is correct. Traditionally, chemotherapy was the only option where poisons were given indiscriminately to patients that would attack normal as well as cancerous cells. Then we went into the area of a targeted therapy where we are specifically targeting cells that are cancerous, and those processes that regulate the growth and survival of these cancers. Unfortunately, targeted therapy alone did not seem to have a fantastic long-term result that one would expect. And while it was an improvement over chemotherapy, it certainly had its own limitations. It is still widely used. Nevertheless, the science has moved forward to a more, even more personalized type of a treatment. The trial that is going to be taking place here at Upstate Medical University in the Department of Urology and Medical Oncology is based on the principle that if we were to train body's own immune system to recognize these cancerous cells, we could get a much more effective killing of these cells. And this has been shown previously to in some other studies done in patients with kidney cancer.
Wow. So in other words, much like if an infection invades the body currently, not a cancer, but an infection, the body's own immune system basically harnesses killer cells or whatever, surrounds the cells and gets rid of them. That's kind of how our system works.
That is exactly right. And we the whole trial and the whole technology of this vaccine trial is based on the fact that those patients who will be enrolled here will have their portion of their own tumor procured or saved, and the vaccine is going to be made specifically for that very patient. So the body will be trained to attack and recognize those cancerous cells in patients with a advanced type of kidney cancer.
That really does sound like a very profound change in the approach to cancer therapy. I mean, and in something that I've come across, it suggests that it could be useful. You're talking about kidney cancer right now, which is a killer, obviously, but that it could even be harnessed for other types of cancer.
That is exactly correct. It actually has been used in other types of cancer, and as urologists, we do use it here along with our medical oncologists in advanced prostate cancer patients. A trial that has recently been completed and a medication known as Provenge has been approved by the FDA.
Wow.
It certainly is not for every patient. It needs to be an appropriate group of patients who will do the best with this type of a treatment, but it certainly is not a super novel concept, although it is perfectly novel in a kidney cancer arena.
So tell us about the study. Now, you've been alluding to the study. So first of all, how did you get a study here at Upstate to start? And is it part of a larger study that's taking place nationally?
Yeah, so it is a international multi-institutional study of patients with metastatic kidney cancer. Back at the National Cancer Institute, we had a very large proportion of these patients who have been treated with targeted and immune therapy.
Let me just interrupt you for a second. You were training there at one time,
I have a relationship. Completed my fellowship at the NCI and as well as a staff as a senior surgeon at the NCI for several years after I completed my training. And back at the NCI, we have been tested many of these new technologies and many of these new medications. And the company has approached several leaders in the field about initiating this trial. So we pretty much have been involved with this trial from the moment of conception.
Wow.
And we have discussed how the trial should be, what the inclusion criteria should be, who should not be included in the trial, and so on. And basically, it involves and it is open to any patient with advanced kidney cancer that present or are found to have metastatic disease. Those patients will be undergoing surgery. The tumors will be analyzed, and patients will be divided into two groups. One group will be getting an active treatment with a very standard therapy, a state-of-the-art therapy, while the second group will be getting this very same standard of therapy in addition to vaccine. So we're hoping to improve the survival of these patients with addition of the vaccine to a standard therapy.
What I noticed also in some of my notes was that Upstate is the first site in New York State to do this, to participate?
It is the first site in New York State, and likely will be one of the first sites in the country and in the world to participate in this very study.
That's really amazing. So are you still looking for patients? Tell me who you mentioned who's eligible. Why don't you restate that and tell us how people could get involved.
So the easiest way to get in touch with us would be to call our main number, which is quite easy to remember. It's 464-1500, which is a main number for our department, and we will absolutely make sure to evaluate the patient as soon as possible.
So these are people who already have been diagnosed with kidney cancer, who apparently are in a significant advanced stage of it?
It is true, although some patients may be suspected of kidney cancer or may have a question whether or not they have kidney cancer, such as blood in the urine, weight loss, back pain, some of the palpable mass in the abdomen. So we will see and screen these patients as well, but in order to qualify for a trial, these patients would need to be diagnosed with kidney cancer. We do all sorts of evaluation from the very beginning to the very advanced stages.
A potential patient or potential participant could just call the number directly, wouldn't necessarily have to go through a physician to do
would
so.
Would not necessarily have to go through a physician, and then the patient would be immediately or very soon be given an appointment to be seen by one of our providers.
How soon do you think you'd be getting results of this particular clinical trial?
The trial is designed for many institutions to have close to 500 patients, and this will be covered across many institutions. We do hope to see some results within the next 2 or 3 years, but the patients will know about their success relatively soon, because the survival of patients with metastatic kidney cancer is actually dependent on the prognostic characteristics, but is still relatively short, in a magnitude of 24 to 28 months.
So you're saying that if somebody is successful, their life will be continued, whereas if they were unsuccessful, the cancer is very deadly.
It is correct. It is unfortunately a very deadly cancer, and I think this vaccine trial offered here would give them an opportunity to get involved and prolong their survival.
In the very little bit of time we have left, anything brand new in your department?
Yeah, sure. As always, we have just hired a new funded investigator who will be studying both kidney and prostate cancer. It's a very top-notch research that this person will be performing, coming here from University of North Carolina, one of the top cancer research institutes, with the federal funding, and we certainly hope that he will be doing great work. And we also are starting our prostate cancer imaging program, where we will be identifying those patients at risk for prostate cancer or those on active surveillance, if the active surveillance can be continued.
Sounds amazing. Well, thanks so much for coming in and sharing all this with us. My guest has been Dr. Gennady Bratslavsky, professor and chair of the Department of Urology at Upstate Medical University. Stay right there. We'll be right back after this short break.